This message comes from NPR sponsor LiveRight, publishers of Left 4 Dead, Shipwreck, Treachery, and Survival at the Edge of the World by Eric J. Dolan. The true story of five castaways abandoned on the Falkland Islands during the War of 1812. Available wherever books are sold.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Nora Rahm. A top Hamas official says the group is considering the latest proposal from Israel for a ceasefire in Gaza and the release of Israelis still held hostage. No details were provided. Egypt is attempting to broker a new deal. Demonstrations to show support for the people in Gaza have spread to college campuses across the country. Students have set up encampments at Columbia University, Yale, and the University of Southern California. NPR's Jasmine Garz reports the protests come at a time when students are preparing to graduate.
The University of Southern California has canceled its main graduation ceremony. And speaking to students from different colleges, I've heard of speakers stepping down, venues canceling. It's going to be a very different graduation season. As for Columbia, they're hoping to continue negotiating with the students and getting that encampment cleared in time for graduation on May 14th.
NPR's Jasmine Garz. Russia continued its attacks on Ukraine's energy infrastructure this weekend, hitting plants in the south and west. NPR's Joanna Kikissis reports Ukrainian forces also targeted an oil refinery in Russia.
Ukraine's Air Force says it intercepted 21 of the 34 missiles that Russia launched overnight. DTEC, Ukraine's private energy provider, said four of their thermal plants were damaged. Earlier this month, Russian strikes destroyed one of Ukraine's largest power plants. The U.S. says it will send more air defense missiles to help Ukraine thwart these attacks. Ukraine has been running low on ammunition for months. Russia also struck a psychiatric hospital in the northeast in Kharkiv, Ukraine's second largest city. One person was wounded. Meanwhile, a Ukrainian drone strike on the Russian region of Krasnodar overnight forced an oil refinery to suspend operations. Joanna Kikissis, NPR News, Lviv.
Attorneys and advisors to former President Donald Trump are among those named in the criminal indictment of individuals who engaged in an effort to certify Arizona's fake electors in 2020. For member station KJZC, Wayne Chutsky has more.
An earlier version of the indictment included the names of 11 so-called fake electors, along with seven redacted defendants. The indictment alleges all were involved in an illegal effort to create fake Trump presidential electors for a state he did not win. The newly released copy of the indictment confirms the identity of five of those previously redacted defendants. They include Trump advisor Boris Epstein, 2020 Trump campaign official Michael Roman, and attorneys Christina Bobb, Jenna Ellis, and John Eastman. NPR was able to identify the remaining redacted individuals as former Trump White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows and Trump attorney Rudy Giuliani using details in the indictment that could only apply to them. For NPR News, I'm Wayne Chutsky in Phoenix.
This is NPR News. The first week of testimony wrapped up this week in the New York criminal trial of former President Trump. He's charged with falsifying business records to hide a payment to an adult film star just before the 2016 election. The Olympic flame has been passed from Greece to France at a ceremony in Athens that would broadcast live on French television. NPR's Eleanor Beardsley reports the flame is now on its way to Paris, where it will open the Summer Games in 3 months.
In Athens, the flame was passed from a Greek Olympic athlete to a French one. Now it will travel 3,000 miles across the Mediterranean to the French port city of Marseille on a 19th-century three-mast sailing ship. The flame was kindled on April 16th at Olympia in southern Greece, where the ancient games were held for more than 1,000 years until 393 A.D. Upon arriving in Marseille on May 8th, a relay of flame bearers will carry the torch through some 400 towns and villages in France before opening the games in Paris on July 26. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Paris.
A federal judge in Washington has sentenced a climate activist to 60 days in prison for defacing an artwork at the National Gallery of Art last year. Joanna Smith had pleaded guilty to smearing red and black paint on a case surrounding Edgar Degas' Little Dancer statue. She's also been ordered to pay restitution and perform 150 hours of community service. And the New York resident has been barred from D.C. and all museums and monuments for the next 2 years. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News in Washington.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Vuori, a new perspective on performance apparel. Clothing designed with premium fabrics, built to move in, styled for life. For 20% off your first purchase, go to Vuori.com/NPR.